Damn, that bastard's faster than Walt Flanagan's dog.
So all we gotta do is go stop the movie from getting made.
Yeah, and forego the hundreds of thousands of dollars that you two would be entitled to in the process. What are you, retarded? I don't think I'm alone in the world in imagining this flick may be the worst idea since Greedo shooting first. You know, a Jay and Silent Bob movie? Who would pay to see that?
Hi, I'm Kevin Smith, writer, director, guy in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, and I'm here showing you a couple videos that I really like, because this is the only place you can show videos on TV anymore, MTV2, over at the sister station, MTV1. They're probably showing The Real World Meets Road Rules versus something else, where you become a movie star for a day and be a super fan. What happened over there? I don't know. Anyway, we're going to show you a video in a little while after the next video. I'm going to show you by Bon Jovi, a band from the country I come from, a country called New Jersey. They had big hair back then. I think John Bon has cut his hair since and become respectable. Some people say they went from good to bad to so bad that they're good again because their album's back on the charts, I guess, fairly recently. But this is back when they were good, and it's called Bad Medicine. Big favorite of mine. It's got Sam Kinison in the video. I'm a big fan of Sam Kinison. He died. Bon Jovi didn't. Terrible non sequitur. Right now, we're going to look at a video called Kick Some Ass by a band called Stroke 9. Wonderful band. Had a song you might remember called Little Black Backpack. I feel like I'm Casey Kasem right now. It's a great video, a wonderful video, and that's because I and my little friend Jason Mewes are in it as Jay and Silent Bob. You're starting to see a little corporate synergy here, aren't you? So kick back, watch them kick some ass here on MTV Deuce.